Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the 11th annual Tawasun Cork, the guy who puts it all together, Ryan Ladley. How are you, Ryan?
That's it. Good. I'm doing really well, Kevin.
Coming up on Saturday, August 3rd, that sounds like a long way away, but I'm sure to you it seems like tomorrow.
Yeah, it really does. We meet pretty regularly at this point in time, and we are in big planning mode right now and in trying to dot the I's and cross the T's, get everybody where they need to be. And
let's start off with an overview. Tell people who have never been there before what they're going to see on Saturday, August 3rd.
Yeah, well, there's going to be gorgeous weather on August 3rd.
So. Yes, of course there is. You're right.
You know, we start out from noon to 6 in Harbor Park, downtown East Tawas. I have a variety of wineries from the state, and we've got a couple Griffin and Alpina Beverage put on some good craft beers as well, not to mention restaurants from the area are bringing in their great eats, and it's a fun day. It's a real, I mean, rain or shine, we really have fun
exactly,
either way.
Yeah.
And we're happy enough that we have WKJC down there. They're doing a live remote. They get to talk to, you know, festival goers and the vintners that are there, and wonderful day. And really, we all come together to support the Friends of the East Tawas Library and programs that they put on and improvements to the library, and we're so fortunate to have. So, but really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Wine, ale, and food festival, but there's also, I know people look forward to that big raffle you guys do also. Yeah.
So we've changed raffle a little bit recently. We used to have some prizes. We've gone to kind of all cash, which I think people have really enjoyed. It's always fun to read the names off at the end of the day. We'll draw the raffle winners, and always fun when they're there too. So look for those raffle tickets. They are available Farmers Market and Neiman's over the next month and a half. Mm-hmm. You'll get your opportunity to purchase those. I believe Diana down at Pronto Pups downtown, right near Harbor Park, right there, has them as well. So
might as well, exactly. As you mentioned, we're still a few weeks out from the event, but you guys are looking for some help too along the way, right?
Yeah, you know, our festival takes a lot of hands. We do the planning, you know, our group of five or six people during the year, but the actual day of the festival, we need over 100 volunteers that come together and really they'll sample wines, they'll sample beers, and work with a vintner who is present there to kind of teach about them a little bit. And it takes a whole village to do this right. And we do need volunteers. So if you're able or interested in volunteering on August 3rd, we'd love to have you do so. You can contact us through our Facebook page, or our email is right there on our Facebook page, TawasUncorked@gmail.com, and you know, get you in the festival too. I mean, so there's the benefit to volunteering. If you'd like to volunteer, you know, it does get you a drink tickets, and it gives you the glass as well. So love to have you come and try the festival out and see how it is, and then help us a little bit.
Well, if you're not a volunteer and you're coming on out, how much does it cost? And again, what do you get for that?
Yeah, $15 at the door for our tickets. You'll get a tasting glass along with three tasting tickets. We went to a stemless glass last year, which a lot of people enjoyed. So we're doing that same thing again here. So this year, so look forward to that. And then when you come in, you know, you've got a large variety of options. Not only, I mean, we've got 15 or so wineries, and we've got a couple craft beer trailers. We're also going to have some mead this year. So that's honey based, I guess. I don't know much about mead myself, but my understanding is it's a little bit different. So some variety to get some different things out there. I think St. Ambrose Cellars from the Beulah area is bringing some draft mead over. So $15. We also have tickets available online as well. So again, check out our Facebook page for that. If you're concerned about getting the tickets at the door, you can purchase them ahead of time. We're happy to have you do that as well.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned, fundraiser for the East Tawas Library there, for the Friends there. And, you know, I know the new library is in place now, but there's always things that need to be done.
Yeah, you know, this last year we've had, I actually went to a couple of programs. One, the individual who wrote a book about the Faygo and
yes,
about how that brand was. A very interesting topic. A lot of things you wouldn't know about if you don't, you know, get in there and learn about it. So it really enables the Friends to put on these events and to kind of enhance the community offerings that we can give to improve, you know, the library. There are so many things that they, you know, small things that they need, and maybe even some big items as well, like handicap accessible door that can open automatically. I mean, we've got handicap access, but an automatic door would be wonderful. And I think, you know, we were working on something along those lines. So it's really not ending anytime soon, the items there. And there are plenty of programs that we can enhance the Friends with.
Very good. Tawas Uncorked, Saturday, August 3rd, noon till 6, Harbor Park in East Tawas. And again, if you want to volunteer or if you need more information, how do they find more?
Yeah, Facebook's a great place. That's kind of our prime spot for information. So you can go there and you can message us directly. And also our email, TawasUncorked, no ED, just a D at the end, at gmail.com. That works as well. And I believe we also have a phone number, too. That's 989-249-3766.
Excellent. Hey, Ryan, always a pleasure, my friend. And I know we'll catch up with you again very soon and get more details about some of the wine and ales that are going to be there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.